Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at JustAskVi. That's VI.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investments. We've got a great show today, so wherever you are, if you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. This show is all about real estate, whether it's in your home, under your home, around your home, about your home, investment home. That's what we're going to talk about. So we're excited to have you with us. Really excited to have Marty and Sam Ivey back with us again. Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
I'm glad to have you. And, you know, we've got a lot to talk about today. Marty's going to talk to us certainly in the next segment about crawl space and ants and bugs in your home from your plants. We're going to talk about a lot of those kind of things today. And I'm going to start the show like I always do. And talk about what I learned this week. Yes, you can teach an old guy some new things. Vacation rental bookings, get this, are up 50% right now from where they were. People are, through August 7th, trying to find any place they can within 300 to 500 miles, a.k.a. drivable, to escape. People want to get out. They've been stuck at home, and they want to get somewhere. I have a couple of vacation rentals, and everybody that I have talked to tells me every time, we just can't wait to get out of the house. And they want to go somewhere, you know, Airbnb and VRBO and Expedia, Travelocity, La La La, HomeAway. They're all seeing exceptionally heavy traffic in bookings. And they said that the hosts earned 25% more this June than they did last June. That's a 25% jump? That's crazy. I noticed that they also said to me they preferred a house, and this was also in the article. They would prefer a house where they can be out in the open and not in highly dense areas. So houses were more popular than condos and townhomes where there's a higher density. I also found that to be interesting. So, you know, in March and April, you know, As a landlord and as an owner of vacation rental, I ended up giving refunds to multiple people. Just, they said, hey, we're concerned about the COVID. You know, will you refund? Yes, 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 yes. You know, I didn't want to have any issues or anybody to have any. This year now, which was dead that March and April, we're up 15% over last year. And a shorter period of time. It's pretty amazing. So, kind of cool. All right. So I thought today, if I could give you a list of things that would be game changers, whether you have an investment property or for sale, because in a lot of cases, they're going to be about the same. I wanted to do that because on the property management side, we see what people ask for, what they get drawn to, what gets the oohs and the ahs, what people ask for or like. And on the sales side, same thing. What matters? What are we seeing? What are the trends? What's happening? We're seeing a lot of very common trends. So if you're preparing to sell or you've got your property out there for rent, here are some things you can do first outdoors to enhance the experience. Number one is get an outside patio or deck area. Outdoor living space, outdoor area is the new square footage. The more outdoor space you can provide, the more outdoor living opportunity that you can provide where your feet are not touching the grass, the stronger opportunity you're going to have for that person to see the home is now larger and more opportunity. Adding things like a fire pit is a great option to enhance the appearance of outdoor square footage. Whether it's gas or log, an outdoor fire pit is a great way to push people outside more that are already feeling cramped. Some people will install on their deck and they have them at different home improvement stores, like a little covered area that you kind of put together, almost like a nicer version of those tents you have when you do tailgating, you know, but a bigger one where you can sit underneath it and be out of the sun, depending on where your house sits or its orientation. Those are nice. And a lot of people have those, and they'll put a picnic table or a table and chairs underneath it. But it's permanent, not temporary. Pools, outdoor pools. It used to be when you had an outdoor pool, you had a much smaller buying pool. Well, these days, now that many families feel like they're going to be stuck at home, not being able to go out as much, they are looking for pools. You got a pool, and it's, I'm not talking about the above ground pool with, a ladder, you know, that's 7 feet high that you got to do to get into it that looks like it belongs on the side of a boat. I mean, a nice professional in-ground pool really helps with the resale of a home if there is a family involved. All right. A swing. Even something as simple as an outdoor swing that's nice, not the kind on an old tire. That doesn't quite do much. But the one, a nice outdoor swing to enhance the experience. Screen porches, always a crowd pleaser. Gets them out of the house, makes them feel like they're outside, and has and enhances the bug-free experience. Of course, Marty can help with that too. Also, a grill. Either a built-in kitchen or a little outdoor kitchen, or quite frankly, if you're willing to, especially like on a vacation rental, put a nice grill out there for the guests to use. They love that. But if you add it out there, again, enhancing the experience of being outdoors, that helps as well. Last, a storage building. Hey, hey, who doesn't love to store their stuff not in the house but outside? Or have an area they can call their own and run, you know, electrical, i.e. extension cord, out there for a light. Or, you know, just a place to call a she shed or a he shed for tinkering away from everybody else. Your own private spot. All right. And don't rent it out. Just use it. Okay. Indoors, smart devices, things like thermostats, lights, speakers, always make a difference. I tell you, in a rental business, if you've got some smart devices where people can enhance the lights, locks, temperature from their phone, it's awesome. Gives them great flexibility. Always need a room for the office inside, a great enhancement either for a rental or for a for sale. Gas stove. Where do you think the expression came from? Cooking with gas. Everybody loves it. When it's on, it's on. When it's off. And you don't get the circly pattern on your hands from touching the burner. Okay? Next, a really nice fridge. Who doesn't love a smoking fridge? I mean, always a crowd pleaser. The cooler the fridge, the more enhanced value they see. On the floor, hard surfaces and less carpet. People that have pets and now allergies and things like hard surface. Easier to clean, easier to protect. And last, how about some screens on the windows so that you can open them up and bring in that hot, muggy air and feel like you're outside. Nothing beats a set of screens. All right. Well, we're going to come back. Marty is going to start by talking about Crawl Space Health. Marty and Sam are here from Ivy Exterminating. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. Stay with us. It's going to be a fun Saturday. We'll be right back on Newstalk 1110 99.3 WBT. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison, your host of the Jamison Family of Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investments. We're here with Marty Ivy and Sam Ivy from Ivy Exterminating. Been in the business in our community since 1954. So we're glad that they're here, and we're going to talk about your home today. And Marty and Sam, you guys said crawl space and crawl space health is one of the foundational things that you're seeing right now that can be an issue.
Paul, no doubt, when we look at crawl spaces and analyze them on a daily basis, especially this time of year, the crawl space health is one of the major concerns. We're seeing, as you can probably vouch for, the crawl space health is probably one of the biggest deal killers in the real estate industry right now.
72% of my deals, if they falter, are because of the crawl space.
It's a bunch of stumbling blocks involved, and you know, after it gets under contract, you're under a little tighter regulation of what you can and can't do than versus if you had a preliminary inspection and dealt with it prior to that. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things we see right now is there's, when you have a lot of hot, humid weather, you've got hot, humid air that migrates into the crawl space through the foundation vents. And whatever the dew point is that day, you know, a lot of days in Charlotte, dew point 72, 73, 74 degrees, that means that that temperature, anything's going to sweat. It means that at that degree of temperature, it's that 72 degrees would be cold enough to squeeze the humidity that's in the air and squeeze it out to actually to water to make it wet. And when you get that in a crawl space, it's not hard to find any crawl space. It's going to be technically, most crawl spaces are in the 60-degree range during the summer months. So when that hot, humid air comes into that crawl space, you've got immediate condensation. When you look at physics teaches you positive energy is attracted to negative energy. Warm, humid air is positive energy. It's going to go to the coldest temperature. And especially if you've got air ducts in the crawl space, they are just dripping wet right now. Every crawl space I looked at yesterday, the air ducts look like a rainforest. If you got floor insulation, that floor insulation absorbs that moisture, and then it tries to off-gas, and through that thermal cooling happens, can lower the floor temperature 10, 15 degrees sometimes. And when that happens, it just sucks the humidity into the crawl space. You'll go into some crawl spaces right now, and it looks like you're outside in the middle of a fog bank. Yeah. I mean, it's bizarre to see it. And these right now, these crawl spaces are getting very wet, and when you have that, with that hot, humid air, you've got microbial that floats in the air. And when it lands on an organic substance in your crawl space, the bulk of it, of your substructure in most cases, is built out of wood, you get microbial growth. And as you can probably test to, a lot of times people want that microbial growth removed. And depending on the degree of it, you may have to remove insulation, floor insulation, clean it, mm-hmm. put new insulation back, put a new vapor barrier down, and then you got to stop it from reoccurring. And the best way to stop it from reoccurring is put a dehumidifier in the crawl space and permanently close the foundation vents. And, you know, sometimes when you add all those, if you have to add all those layers together, it gets to be a fairly good number. But the reality is, if you don't address it, and this is the hard reality, if you don't address it, at some stage that microbial is going to turn into a wood-destroying fungi. And when that occurs, it can start tearing that wood up in as little as 30 days. And if you let it go on for extended periods of years and years and years, you can have considerable structural damage that occurs in crawl spaces. And it's one of those things that you need to address. That you cannot turn a blind eye to it. And I get it. I mean, you don't go in your crawl space every day and you don't look at it, but you're going to have to address it because it's not going to get better with time. I mean, it's just not. And it's something that you need to address. I've said this before, and I'll have to say it again. I personally do not believe they will build any more open-air crawl spaces in another 5 years for a lot of reasons. But the main preliminary reason is, it's one, it's not healthy. And number two, it's not energy efficient. And just on those two bases alone, I just can't foresee them continually building open-air crawl spaces. So a lot of the builders in the $300,000 and up price point have started closing their crawl spaces, started doing what we call a hybrid system where there's no foundation vents, vapor barrier, and a dehumidifier. And then if you want to go to what I call the upgrade from there, you do a full crawl space encapsulation. I mean, it was something that we used to do one or two every couple months. We're doing one or two every couple days now. I mean, it's gotten that to be that such of a problem. I mean, it's something that every homeowner at some stage is going to have to address it. I mean, every crawl space I've looked at this week has elevated moisture levels, and it's all in relationship to the hot, humid weather we're having. And, you know, the only way that you're going to fix it is you put that 100% vapor barrier down, close the foundation vents, and put a dehumidifier in that crawl space. I've seen people, give a good example, I was told when this science first started coming out that the only way you could fix it was to put a fan system in the crawl space. And I put an expensive fan system in mine. And I knew the science. I knew the science was at that time was not totally accurate. And I spent all that money on a fan system, and I knew it would make it worse, and it did make it worse. So I pulled the fan system back out and closed my crawl space, and it's been great ever since. But it's something that as it's in a real estate transaction. Just be prepared. This time of year is probably going to raise its ugly head.
Yeah. You know, Marty, the other thing about that, too, is the fact that, you know, just wiping it down and putting a vapor barrier into the home doesn't completely solve the problem. I mean, a lot of people can make it go away for a short period of time, but you got to solve the problem. And a lot of times it is moisture in the crawl space, and then other times it's water coming off the roof, it's, you know, planting up against the vents. There's so many different things where water can come in.
Sprinkler systems blowing in the wrong direction. We see that a lot. I saw one up at Lake Norman that the sprinkler system was blowing against the house. The house built on a brick veneer with a knee wall adjacent to that brick veneer in the crawl space, and it had rotted the knee wall out because the sprinkler system was blowing back against the brick, and that brick will absorb water, moisture. It is continually getting wet, and it's something that you see a lot of. In some cases, you can divert gutters, you know, get some of the exterior maintenance stuff and make drastic improvements. But in most cases, this time of year, when you got this hot, humid weather, it's something that we see a lot of, especially if you've got floor air ducts in your house crawl space. If you've got your heat supply, cooling supply coming up from the floor, and you've got a crawl space on your house, this time of year, it's hard not to get those air ducts not sweating. And it's something that it's just common physics. I mean, positive energy is going to be attracted to negative energy. Warm, humid air is going to be attracted to a colder temperature. That's what causes thunderstorms to happen, is you have hot, humid air rises in the environment every 1,000 feet. The temperature drops 3 degrees, and at some stage, that condensation dew point results, and you have thunder and lightning. It rains. It comes back to the ground. It's going to happen right now. But it's something that we see an awful lot of, and we see people turn a blind eye to it year after year after year.
That's right.
And then at some stage, they decide to sell the house, or the parents age out, and they have to give the house to the children, and the children have to deal with it. It's something that we see a lot of, but it's something that you need to have somebody qualified like us come out and take a look at it and see what you need done, if you need anything. So every once in a while, you don't need something done. And if you don't, we'll be glad to tell you that. But it's something that you need to have a qualified person come out and take a look at it and make an analyzation of what's best for the home.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that, Marty. And, you know, as we're dealing right now in a lower inventory, we're dealing with a lot of older homes. And
the inventory is thin. I mean, it's just thin. And it's amazing to me that just about everything that we look at right now, the people are coming back, and the number one thing on the checklist they want dealt with is they want that crawl space buttoned up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to talk more with Marty about the crawl space, ants, and what's going on with them, fire ants especially. And then bugs that are living in your home because they've got an ecosystem of their own that they're dealing with in your house. They're taking it from you. Paul Jamison here with Marty and Sam Ivey from Ivey Exterminating, the show Your Real Estate Today here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Stay right with. Well, I hope you all like the fact that I've been taking guitar lessons. You know, I've been working hard at it. You know, this is my first week, so I thought I'd play a little ditty for you. Do you guys like that?
You got good.
I got skill? Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, it's hard to play the drum, though, while you're playing the guitar. So, you know, TJ, the producer in here, was helping me out a little bit. Thank you for that, TJ. I really appreciate it, man. He's here for me, he says. That's great. Well, if you're just tuning in, you probably think we're nuts, but that's all right. The show Your Real Estate Today, we're talking about houses. We're talking about your home. We talked about how to do some things earlier in the first segment around game changers, little things that you can do to make your house or your rental property stand out. And if you happen to miss those things, you can always go to the WBT website. You can pull down under shows tabs the show Your Real Estate Today. You can then download the podcast, or you can download this show when it's up there, or you can go to the Jamison Realty YouTube channel, and you can watch us in our separate spaces recording the show and. Or just listen to us on radio.com. If you want to hang in and can't stay in the car any longer, jump on radio.com and listen to us anytime. So we'd love to have you along with us. All right, Marty, I want to talk about ants. And there's bunches of ants, little sugar ants inside eating your breakfast cereal, all the way to the stuff outside that you better not step on or you're going to remember. And ants are prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Our phone has been ringing off the hook with ants. And a lot of it's due to this weather in between kind of the rain that we've seen increase and the increase in temperature as well, too. The odorous house ant is kind of what everybody refers to as those sugar ants. And that ant tends to, for our customers, show up around their coffee pots and around cereals and sweets like that, because the odorous house ant likes to feed on sweets. And a lot of times around the coffee pots, people spill creamer or sugar. And so there's a food source there laying around for those odorous house ants to get into. And they're called odorous house ants because if you smush them, pick one up and squeeze it, They've actually got kind of a smell like rotten coconut. And it's really pretty fascinating if you've never picked one up and squeezed it before to smell it. But that's where they get their name, Odorous Halcyon.
Oh, I'm going to go home right now and see if I can find one so I can do that. Who does that?
Well, they're no ant server at your
besides
house.
Besides you and Marty.
You're good to go.
Yeah, besides you and Marty, who would ever think to do that? You know, next thing you know, they're going to like, catch 50 of them, put them in a dish, smash them, and then paint a picture with them or something. You know, who picks up ants, squeezes them, and smells them? Man, you got to be but y'all are crazy. You know, you guys go into crawl space. You all do crazy stuff.
That's right. Crazy pays the bills.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I hear you for sure. So, Sam, you know, these – oh, my gosh, you guys crack me up. So, what about the black ants, too, the carpenter ants? We're seeing a bunch of them. Marty, you're going to be treating one. I've got an infestation on a house. We're buying, what, next week, I think. You found an infestation of them.
Yeah, if you start to see carpenter ants showing up, inside your house, around the house, it can cause some concerns. Carpenter ants are technically, they fall into a category of wood-destroying insect. However, they get a bad rap because a lot of people tend to think that they eat the wood. However, what they're really doing is they're channeling out areas where water damage has taken place, either in a house or anything like that around the siding, things like that, and it creates a problem. And so they will move in and they will channel out where that moisture is and take up residence and start a nest and a little family and have fun and all that kind of good stuff. So it's something that if you see carpenter ants show up on your property, you definitely want to have somebody come out and take a look, because you may not only have just an ant problem, but you may actually have a moisture problem somewhere hidden behind a wall or something like that that you really need to get addressed and taken care of.
Okay, so we know what the one ant smells like. What happens with these? What do you do with these ants? Do you, like, put them in with a smoothie? What do you guys do with these suckers?
No, you get a little bit of olive oil, a little butter, a little garlic, throw them in the frying pan that tastes like bacon.
Bacon.
I'm all
in. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. What about the ones you don't want to step on that are everywhere right now?
Fire.
Don't you just run over them with the lawnmower? Isn't that the best way to do it?
If you want to, A, ruin your lawnmower, sure. B, if you want to create more ant mounds in the yard, that's a great way. But this time of year, as the temperature gets really hot, the ants are like us. They don't like those warm temperatures, and so they start going down deeper into the earth to get to the cooler temperatures in the soil. And as a result, that's when those ant mounds get really big. And the ants are just fascinating in general. I'm amazed at how many times big pressure systems change with the weather. And you will actually see ant mounds move in the yard in order to get to higher ground so they will avoid the flooded areas in your yard due to the rain. But fire ants are notorious for creating all kinds of problems for your yard equipment. I mean, they're an issue with kids. And so we've got solutions that we can come out. They're a protein feeder. So we've got a granular that we put out in the yard, and they'll forage. When they're foraging, they'll go back and they'll pick that granular up, and we'll take it back to the colony, and they'll pass it around, and it'll give you a really good knockout, give you good protection from fire ants in your yard.
That's a really good idea. Take it home and share it, and make them go bye bye. I like that idea. That's good.
That's right.
You know, last time we were together, you also talked about mosquitoes, and just right now they're crazy. They're KK crazy out there right now. The mosquitoes are.
Yeah, I think Charlotte was just voted number 19th in the country for mosquitoes out of the whole entire country.
Wow.
So they're definitely a problem in our area, and you need to get somebody to come out. You need to really do prevention in your yard of making sure you don't have water collecting in areas of your yard when your kids play toys, dog and cat food bowls out there, bird baths, and then things that we can do to help you take care of those problems. And, you know, not all mosquito treatments are the same way. A lot of people kind of come and they'll do one for once a month. But the reality is the mosquito reproductive cycles every 21 days. So you're really not getting the protection you really think you should have or deserve if they're only treating your yard for mosquitoes once a month or once every other month. And so you need to really be dealing with a company who knows and understands the life cycle of the mosquito, their habits or patterns, and where they're going to show up, because it's not necessary to spray all areas of the yard because they may not be foraging and living in those areas. And so you do the least amount of damage to a yard that you need to. But the chemicals we use are safe for the plants. Our technicians are trained in how to apply them in a safe manner that's good for your pets, it's good for your kids, and give you the summer to enjoy that you're looking for and enjoy those outdoor living areas that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, I think it makes a really big difference if you have an outdoor living area and you go outside and you come back in looking like you got the measles from all the things. You want to be able to enjoy the space. A lot of people spend big money on their outdoor spaces, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no point in investing, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in creating a nice pool and fire pit and area of pergolas and things like that if you can't actually enjoy them, because the mosquito population and fire ant population are so bad around there.
Yeah. When we come back, Marty and Sam are going to tell us about indoor bugs that are taking over our living space in different plants and things. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about some countertops, and we're going to talk about your home. We're talking real estate. The show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host here with Marty and Sam Ivey. Stay with us here on News Talk 1110 and 993 WBT. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host. Thank you for being with us. I'm with the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investment. Here with Marty and Sam Ivey with Ivy Exterminating. We're so glad that you're with us on this Saturday. Hope you're safe, well, and enjoying the day wherever you are. All right, so before we talk about countertops, Sam, one of the things that kind of hits home with me is we started having some little bugs in the house, little flying bugs in the house, and we couldn't figure out where they were coming from, so we called you guys. We actually put one in a plastic bag and called you guys, and it turned out to be coming from a plant. What did I do wrong?
Well, it appeared that you got that expert green thumb and you were overwatering your plants.
Overwatering my synthetic plants?
The few that you got, yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't synthetic.
Fungus gnats are a common gnat that we tend to see this time of year. Just with the increase of moisture, people being in the house, drains running, plants, trying to keep your plants alive. And then fruit flies are the other common one. And when we get those phone calls, we always kind of start with some questions to try to figure out what you're actually dealing with, because there's two ways of really treating. The fungus gnat tends to live around plants when they get overwatered. They'll live in sinks and drains, and they're feeding on the organic matter that's building up in the plant due to overwater in that plant. If it's showing up kind of around plants in the windowsills around the plant, one of the best things you can do is just stop watering the plant for a couple of days. As that takes care of drying out the plant, it'll take care of that gnat. That fungus gnat has a short lifespan and won't last long without that food source around and that moisture around. If you're seeing them around your sink drains or in your bathrooms, in fact, I had a call from my sister-in-law, and she was trying to figure out, she thought she had fruit flies, and I told her that she had fungus gnats because they were coming out of her bathroom, and that's not where a fruit fly is going to hang out unless you're storing produce in your bathroom, which is a new concept.
Or you're drinking wine in there. in the tub, hanging out in the spa bath. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Watch it.
Bon Vivant type deal.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Bon Vivant. Oh, man, that was I led into that. That's my fault. Stupid comment. I'm taking it back.
No, you can't take it back. But
yes, I can.
If not showing up around your drains, one of the easiest things you can do is get some Drano, the dual-action foaming kind.
Yeah.
You can pour that down the drain. That foaming interaction with that organic matter will eat it away. And that'll take care of that food source. Occasionally, you get a real bad condition. We've got some products that we can put in your drain that will eat and take care of it. They're green. They work with the environment. We have some insecticides that are safe for the drains as well, too. Occasionally, we have one customer kept having a real bad problem with them, and his house was on a basement, and the condensate line was at the back of the HVAC unit, was kind of running into a pump. And they were the little trap, kind of P-trap on that line. Water was building up in there, and those fungus gnats just kept thriving in that little area and kept showing up. And he was catching them by the hundreds on a weekly basis. And we were able to go in there, help him identify where the problem was coming from and how to resolve it. To take care of those fungus gnats.
Yeah. I mean, how come if you leave a glass of wine sit for like an hour or whatever, next thing you know, it's got fruit flies? How do they know? How do they get there that fast? What do they tell their friends?
It's a problem if you're leaving a glass of wine out for over an hour. I mean, it's designed to be consumed in less than an hour. So that's our first problem. Second problem is the vinegar that's in the wine is what draws and attracts that fruit fly and that fungus gnat to them. And that's one of the easiest kind of home remedies that you can do is take a little bowl of apple cider vinegar, stick it out kind of by your windows, because they're going to be drawn to those lights that reflective surfaces off of the glass as well, too. And then basically drown in that container.
Drowning in vinegar. What a horrible death that would be.
Yeah, I know. At least go for the wine.
Exactly.
Not if you're a pickle.
Yeah. True. True. All right. Countertops, do they make a difference? Yes. So here's some thoughts about different ones if you're considering changing your countertops. All right. Let's talk about marble. Marble has really come into prominence over the recent years, and it's still the king in terms of aesthetics and high-end new development. Here's how you want to understand why. This natural stone instantly elevates a kitchen, giving a clean, contemporary feel, and there's nothing else quite like a bright white marble finish. But marble countertops, in other colors as well, including shades like brown, gray, taupe, and even green, no two marble countertops are exactly alike. It isn't, however, the most practical choice. Marble is softer than other natural stones, so it's important to be careful and invest in proper cutting boards. If you cut directly on marble, it will scratch, and it is porous. So temporary spills easily become permanent stains, like red wine and lemon juice, needs to be cleaned up fast. Ideal for baking because it maintains also a low temperature. All right? Quartz. Do you have a large family, cook a lot of meals, or just want to make sure you invest in an all-around, do I sound like a commercial? All-around durable countertop that is built to last? Well, quartz is the best choice for you. You might be surprised to learn that quartz countertops aren't made of 100% quartz.
Really?
No, they're rather a composite stone engineered from natural quartz combined with a resin binder. It is non-porous, incredibly hard, and never needs to be resealed. It is a man-made countertop and a great way to get a look of natural stone like marble or granite without worrying about durability. On to granite. Granite has been the standard for many years because it's a natural stone with great durability. It's available in a range of dark and light colors with all sorts of flecks and variations. Another unique feature of granite is that it can be cut in a variety of edge choices, including square, beveled, and other shapes, and bull nose, things like that. Granite countertops require very little maintenance and are easy to take care of, but it's best to avoid harsh cleaning products. Getting granite clean only requires soap and water. Some granites are more porous than others, requiring periodic sealing in order to prevent stains. Granite, here's a didn't know, is heat resistant, so feel free to take the pots directly from the oven and place them on the granite countertop. No cover needed. However, it isn't wise to cut directly on granite. It's so hard that it'll dull your knife. Concrete countertops. Joanna Gaines of whatever show that is made that stuff popular to elevate the farmhouse chic kitchen look and add a special touch to an industrial or modern kitchen. Concrete has a really bold, striking look. It's almost entirely indestructible, which is why you would use material. They use the material on road and sidewalks. All right, so if you want to walk and dance on your countertop, you can do that. Commercial concrete countertops are also available and are really, and I mean, if you want to do it, you got to be pretty skilled in this DIY kit to do it. It takes 28 days to dry. Didn't know that. Okay? So if you're working on a tight schedule, may not be the best fit. The other issue is that it could crack. If the house settles, it's going to crack too. So just think about that. Yes, you can repair it, but the good news is, like I say, there are ways to repair it. So if you insist on those, you know, yay. All right, butcher block countertops. Lastly, are affordable, more affordable than stone, made of pieces of wood that are bonded to form a large slab. Butcher countertops have traditionally been in all types of colors and shapes. The one thing I didn't know is you need to oil it every couple of years. So make sure you do that and make sure you clean it well because it is porous. All right? So use a cutting board. All right? There you go. I'll do soap, stone, and some of the others next week because we ran out of time. Marty, Sam, if they want to talk to you, how do we get you?
704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
Hey, I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Family of Companies. Call us at 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamisonhomes.com. Thank you all. Thanks for listening. The show, Your Real Estate Today, God bless, on News Talk 1110-993 WB.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.